Hey, what time's your class start?
9.
At 9? Just in, like, moments?
In a minute, yep.
So this is the bad time to do the intro?
Yeah. Hello! Okay! It's almost 9!
Bibi's sitting here in one of her last classes of the semester.
My friend just sent a picture. I sent them, like, a while ago.
Ah.
Of me with a face mask on that I sent them in, like, private message. I'm like, well, now I've been exposed to the group chat.
There you go. You've been doxxed. Your friend doxxed you to the entire group chat.
I mean, it's a funny picture, so I'm not mad.
You look like you have guacamole on your face, but it's really a cleaning mask.
It's a face mask.
A face mask. Look at that. So, it's 9 o'clock.
Well, goodbye.
Have they started yet?
No, they haven't, so you're fine.
The teacher's late. Look at all these people in your class. Where's the teacher?
There is no teacher. She's late.
Do you have anything to say to the computer club?
Hello.
Very extensive expression. Oh, you could say you were flattered to be asked to be leader of the meeting next time.
I was gonna too, but he doesn't trust me.
Well, I'm really disappointed your class doesn't just start right at 9 o'clock. Look at that. No teacher. No teacher.
No teacher.
Have you been taking attendance of your teacher? Maybe she ought to know.
No.
This is the third time this week, Miss Marisol.
I don't even know which class I'm in. I'm assuming it's science class. I just tapped the link I was sent.
Oh, really? So you're so prepared to walk right into this class.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, this has been Open Thoughts with Bibiana and Scott.
Tune in next week.
Maybe. Depends on if we get a recording of next week. Well, this is Scott Stimson, your host.
This is Bibiana Stimson, his daughter.
And we're here to say, tech on.
Tech on.
Until next Tuesday. Thank you. You guys still there? Did I lose you? I just lost internet for a moment.
We didn't know you were gone.
Yeah, you guys froze up and I couldn't hear the conversation. It said on Google Meet that you were gone, that I'd lost internet.
I don't know.
Well, we certainly were all together.
Yeah, no, it's definitely an issue on my end. I'm just afraid it's going to plague us throughout this meeting. Hey, Fred.
Well, it wouldn't be Tuesday morning if Scott wasn't having some kind of trouble.
Good morning.
Yeah, apparently.
Paul, what are you drinking out of? That's different.
This is Coca Light.
It's interfering with your green screen.
Yeah, because it's green.
Yes, I know.
Transparent.
It just disappears.
Hey, Judy. Good morning.
I'm trying to cool down. I've got an AC and two fans on hand.
Oh.
I am so frustrated with our new layout. This isn't the thing I'm frustrated. Hello, people. I'm sporting my new haircut. And Richard and I worked on some camera angles so you guys can take advantage of looking at some of the tech I've got around.
Oh, look at that. No skull cap this morning. Showing off his haircut.
Hey, Paul, are you still in San Carlos?
Yes, I am.
Till Sunday.
It is hot. I've got an AC and two fans on me, and I'm drinking Coke Light.
No problem.
What's your temperature there, Paul?
In here, it's about 85 in our house. So it's probably going to be in the high 90s today.
that's after it's cooled down.
But it's the humidity. The humidity is around 50%.
Ooh. That's hard.
When it's 70 degrees at night and the dew point is reached, you know it's humid.
Yes, you do.
According to my weather app, it is 32 degrees high in San Carlos today, but tomorrow it's going to be 36.
Ooh.
So it's 89 right now, and because of the dew point, they say it feels like 95.
And in Sherwood Park, it's 23 degrees. It says cloudy, but it's pretty... Well, yeah, I guess it's cloudy. We had an amazing thunderstorm last night. Shook the house for a while, and I got a couple of pictures and footage.
Well, my understanding of the metric system is that 0 is freezing.
Yes.
10 is cold. 20 is room temperature. 30 is hot. And 40 is too damn hot.
Well, that's what I always said about temperatures, Fahrenheit. There's only really... three or four, well, about six temperatures. There's too damn hot, hot, warm, cool, cold, colder, and too damn cold. That's basically, if you don't have a thermometer, that's your temperature.
Yeah.
Don't look at the thermometer and you'll say, oh, geez, it's cold today.
And there's, what am I doing outside?
Yeah, exactly.
It's geez,
my nose just fell off.
And the other one is, I'm glad there's a rope between the barn and the back door.
that's too damn cold.
Well, my
whiteout conditions.
My parents in the 30s lived in Saskatchewan without the yards were very minimal. There's no trees, and they would have something like that. If they had to go out to the barn, they would have a trail of something. Where I grew up, we had our yards are completely enclosed, so we don't get the blizzards inside of them near as bad. But you still get snowbanks.
You had a snow fence?
No, we just had trees, lots of trees around the outside of the yard, and that stops everything, especially on the north side.
Were they evergreens?
Some. We had a whole row of spruce trees, a double row of them, and then behind them were laurel leaf willows, which are really tall trees. But see, I grew up in irrigation country. You can have any kind of trees you want, like it has huge trees, because they got all kinds of water.
Well, this is a good-looking group of people. Hey, Chester, good to have you.
Good morning.
Have any of you folks brought any topics I should be aware of at the top of the hour?
We have to start off with Chester's medical news.
You're looking good today, Chester.
Well, I'm feeling better, so we're on our way.
Good.
No new medical news. I did have a good scare this last week. I had a blood test done at Mayo and got home from the test, and they called on the phone and said, you need to report to emergency. Check yourself in emergency right away. So I went down to emergency. They said that my potassium in my blood was way too high and very dangerous. So I went through all the procedures you go through when you go to the ER, and come to find out they made a mistake that my potassium was only 5.3, and therefore I was very safe.
I'll get the adrenaline pumping.
Oh, you better got it pumping.
Somebody read 53 instead of 5.3.
Morning, Maggie.
Morning, Maggie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Maggie of the non-sparkly, non-hat.
Sparkly toes.
Sparkly feet.
We had our granddaughter stay with us over the weekend, and we did all kinds of things. And Cheryl was disappointed because she didn't get her toenails painted.
I have a little view.
Oh, yeah, we can see it. It's off on the horizon.
So is everybody going to get last pass with this last password breach?
Boy, I hope you brought that as a topic. I didn't see that news.
You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, I'll hunt for it.
It just happened? Yeah, let's get a link to it.
I guess it was a big one, but so I looked into I've been looking into LastPass for the last 5 years, so maybe I'll make a decision today and finally do it.
Me too.
Yes, today will be the day.
Me too.
I've been meaning to try out both Firefox's and Microsoft's, because Microsoft has had a solution for a while now, and I've just never gotten into it. But both Firefox's and Microsoft's are both free. They're part of you using their services. And so they may work fine. And then I think, Fred, weren't you, or who, I think it was Fred that was talking about one pass, is that right?
I was.
Oh, Paul was talking about one pass. Yeah, you had a friend that had turned you guys onto it. I keep seeing one pass everywhere ever since you mentioned it. I was just doing something, sorry, I can't remember what it was, but it was something about securing my activities. And what popped up to me is, why don't you try one pass? The number one and the word pass. So I have no experience. Paul has experience with it. He's got a consultant friend that swears by it.
Yeah,
it's another one I've been meaning to try.
My wife's sister set us up. It works fine with me. What I like about it on my phone is that I can use my fingerprint to open it. But somebody said that you can do that with pass, the other one too.
That is available on LastPass.
We had LastPass, and we dumped it because of the idea of only one device.
Right. You had to choose not one device, but one platform. You had to choose either mobile or desktop.
So we chose to abandon.
That's the free version of LastPass. And I've actually found myself at times on my mobile device going to a web browser and signing into LastPass through the web browser. And they don't do anything to make that experience comfortable on a small screen. So you are really working. You can get the information like there, finally, there's my password, but it's not a little black book experience. If you choose not to go with the mobile experience for the free version, that's very painful to do on a web browser, get the password out. They just kind of nudging you into paying for their service.
It says it was McDonald's that had the data breach.
LastPass has had a problem with McDonald's?
No, the data breach.
This is something else.
This is the one that Maggie just brought up, the data breach.
Oh, that's not the LastPass.
LastPass wasn't affected. What's the name of the one for Microsoft, Scott?
You would ask that one. I'm thinking it's something Microsoft Authentication something. I can't remember.
On vacation?
I should, on vacation? No. Authentication.
Oh.
I should make
authentication.
A... Yeah, that's
not
the San
medication.
Carlos password manager is on vacation.
McDonald's was hit by a data breach.
There were some others. I'm going to see if I can find them.
One of the topics I brought today was about a malware that has collected something like 26 million passwords somehow. Hey, we're about to go live. I'm just pressing the stream button now. All right, there we are. We are live right now. We're on YouTube. And hi, I'm Scott Stimson with International Computer Solutions and the San Carlos Computer Club. I am here, and it's because I've got a different setup today. We set up some different camera angles just for our own giggle. This is, Richard helped me place camera, and I set up some different scenes. So you may see me look a little different, including the haircut.
Hey,
which I
bravo.
I purposely did not wear a beanie so you could see my new haircut. The beanie will be back next week, but until then, Bill is going to fill in for me as the beanie wearer.
Yeah, but I got my hair tied back this time. I'm working outside.
Bill, I wonder, did you see that late night sketch where they were talking about the January 6th insurrection being made up of mostly old white guys with glasses, beanies, and beards?
No, I didn't see that.
It was just photo after photo of an old white guy with a beard, a beanie, and glasses. My wife and I are sitting there on the couch watching it, and I'm like, hey, look, it's my people.
Carolyn and I went to a John Mayall concert, and she went to the washroom and came back out into the lobby, and she couldn't find me because everybody looked like me.
Come to join us? Oh, I do not have another cable in here. Hey, Emily's come to join us.
Hi, Emily.
There's a camera there, and there's a camera there. Let me get a chair out. You guys discuss amongst yourselves.
Get a cable. Yeah, I'm going to go over and get a chair.
She'll be right back.
So what are you working in the garden there, Bill?
Not in the garden. My son's here helping me do a bunch of things that I've been postponing. We're working on the motorhome. We just changed the shower vent this morning. We fixed one of the leveling jacks had a leak in it, and that took us a good share of the day to fix. We had to tear it out of there, and that's a job. If we had known the right way to tear it out, we would have been fine, but we went at it backwards. Anyway, turns out there's a leak in the weld on the top of the cylinder. We had to grind it out and weld it,
you
put
got
it back
fixed.
In. It's not leaking.
Great.
So I told them $1,000 fix. If I took that to an RV place, they would they would have just thrown the cylinder away and replaced it. They're about $500, but it would have been knocked a hell of a hole in $1,000 to get it back to where it was supposed to be.
Yeah, they barely look at an RV for less than that.
Well, and that's what I told Cheryl. Every time you buy something that's got is that from an RV place, it's triple the price it would be anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's triple.
Just like that in a yacht shop.
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, my God.
You can afford to own a yacht or a motorhome. You can afford to pay.
Bill, you didn't rely on the internet because there's a YouTube for that.
Well, actually, we looked at it, but that particular jack, there's all kinds of YouTubes on the jacks and how they work. But this particular jack is like 1994, so it's well out of date. And I couldn't find anything that told me how to deal with it.
Oh, okay.
So you may be a world expert now.
Yeah, we are. We're
YouTube
now, junior level techies, RV techies.
You make the YouTube now.
Yeah, you should have made a YouTube.
No, you're not.
No.
We're going to keep it. They're not letting you. Where's the budgie? Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh.
I had a problem this morning saying I knew it was Tuesday, but I wondered if it was the 15th or the 16th. So I don't know.
Hey, that's idea.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, are we allowed to delete topics we don't want to hear about? But
I've got the same. I have had the same message, Judy.
Okay.
And it's almost like it just they use it, it will go to that.
And it's almost like they just want to sell you a new battery.
Well, you think that language really sounds that way, doesn't it? But if it is. Only 92%, that sounds like a pretty good battery. I think with that information, you know that if all of a sudden your phone starts shutting down, you know what to blame.
Right.
Yeah.
And then if you click on it, you know, you can bring it for repair and make a reservation at the Genius Bar, and you can find iPhone repair prices.
Oh, well, that's awesome. That's all right under the battery stuff when you're checking the status of your battery. Well, that's really smart. And you think about, I mean, I think Apple would argue things like, no, we want our customers to know ahead of time so they don't spend time fighting with their phone. We don't want our customers to find their phones just shutting off. So, I mean, maybe there's an argument for kind of nagging at you early so you never have those bad experiences.
Maybe.
I mean, I live in the world where I don't fix it until it's broken. And so it's...
I was going to buy a new phone, but I'm not doing it in the next month. I'm going to wait until probably August or September. But
well, and for those of you out there that haven't been listening to me, it's because I just discovered that my microphone was not working on the YouTube or the recording. So you guys have been the central show. That's what I get with, how long we've been doing this for years. I still can't get the microphone turned on right.
It's been like 22 minutes, no one heard you.
That's right. Those long, brief bits of silence out there on the YouTube, that was me on Big Discord.
Whenever it's appropriate, I have several stories to tell.
Oh, sure, yeah. Chester. Give me one second. I stuck a link in the chat here. This is just a follow-up from last week and the week before. We were talking about Amazon Sidewalk, and there was a question of what devices are going to be opted in to sharing internet. Amazon Sidewalk is sharing internet through your devices with your neighborhood. And there's actually a list in this article of the devices. It's a USA Today article, but they've listed them. And what surprised me is there are a number of Echo devices on this list. There's the Echo Dot third generation and newer. The Echo Show all models. The Echo Spot, the Echo Studio, the Echo Plus, all generations, and Echo, the original Echo, third generation and newer. Those are all in-your-house devices. So if you were thinking that you don't have a security camera, you don't have a floodlight or a doorbell, so you don't have to worry about turning this on or off or even give it a thought, you at least have to give it a thought if you've got a smart speaker that's relatively new, third generation or newer, because apparently that's included in this Sidewalk stuff. So the link is there. Oh, go ahead, Judy.
My original problem with these devices, not only are they always listening, but now they're broadcasting your signal out to everyone that in your neighborhood. I am so glad I never hooked up my Amazon Dot that they gave me for free.
Yeah, isn't that really what's going to happen? Is Amazon's just, you're a great customer. Here, take an Amazon Dot for free. And you
exactly.
It's already attached to your account, and you plug it in, you hook it up to your Wi-Fi, and now it's sharing your internet with Sidewalk devices. Which I'm
actually not hooked up. It's in my house in Mexico, and I will not hook it up.
Well, and again, I mean, we talked about this extensively. I don't think I'm concerned about this use of bandwidth. I am concerned about this business practice. The use of bandwidth is capped at 80 kilobits a second. I don't think you would even feel it being repurposed for something else. I just don't like the business practice of you being opted into it to begin with. And we've talked about it the last 2 weeks, my idea of data encroachment, where these services are just expecting you to provide the data. It's on the terms of like a car wash company that comes over and uses your water, or mm-hmm. your paint company comes over and they use your electricity to spray paint your house. I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about, but it's nickel and diming stuff from you, and it's not letting you know that's going on. At least you see your car washer plug the hose into your water. At least you see your house painter or your welder plug into your electricity. Boy, the welder bill was really crazy to find after we had the welding done. My God, what a difference in our... That was one of the most expensive parts of that project, was paying the electricity to get the welding done.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
It was right up...
In British Columbia, there was a video TV outfit that was doing things like that, and they made a law. You can't. It's called negative selling or something like that. So in other words, you get it unless you stand. You ask to be stood away, and it's against the law now. Here,
this is a deep issue when you start applying the same kind of reasoning to other stuff that's been going on. DirecTV has changed their whole business model to streaming, whereas they used to provide the entire infrastructure and paid for it. They paid for the satellite time, they paid for the broadcasters, they paid for all that so you could have TV in your house. Now they just assume you have broadband in your house, and they're more like a Netflix. So they've shifted over to this model. You might even be paying the same kind of rates, but you're not getting it, but you're providing the infrastructure for it to run across. This was a classic thing with AOL when it started becoming a player in internet space. People were still paying as though they were connecting to AOL just so that they could get their email. But their internet was being provided by Prodigy, or it was being provided by AT&T, or it was being provided by Comcast. People were still paying AOL for their email, not knowing better what was going on. I'm trying to think. I had another example in my head of this kind of stuff going on, but it eludes me at the moment. So I just, that's the only problem I've had with Sidewalk so far, is this idea of data encroachment where they're not offering you a benefit for sharing, and this idea that you're opted into it without you knowing about it, or if you know about it, it's because people like me keep talking about it every computer club.
I think there's an opt-out.
There definitely is, Chester. It is not in your Amazon services. It's actually in your Amazon device. And so you have to go to each one of your Amazon devices that you don't want to have participate and turn it off.
Wow.
So they haven't made it hard, but they haven't made it painless. They made it painless to just ignore and opt in. So that link is in the chat. Now, I put it on last week's meeting, but I'll do it again. I'll put it on this week's meeting if you want to go back to the archive. I don't know if you saw last week's meeting, but I got a whole list of different links and follow-up stuff that I thought was interesting and relevant to the conversations we were having. And so if you're ever trying to remember something that we had talked about and we didn't share it during the meeting, I'll try and put it in posterior.
Are we ready for Chester?
I think we are. I'm looking, and well, I guess I got one other thing. We've talked about Amazon Photo Storage. I've actually got it running now. It's not, maybe that's the reason I'm having problems with internet. Damn. You remember I tried to start it twice the last 2 weeks so we could look at it, and I was not able to get it started because of problems. And we're going to go on to Chester because it occurs to me it's not running now. So at the moment, I'm not into recommending recommending Amazon storage for anything because of my own personal problems with it. Chester, you've got the stage, my friend.
Okay, my first story is perhaps a little bit incomplete because I had not planned on discussing it today, but I will anyway, and then perhaps come back when I have better information. It has to do with Jan's computer, and she had received a contact that was representing Microsoft and was going to give her complete security. And it made sense, and I think they had, I believe she had a way to verify that, and which she did. And so they, in effect, took control of her computer, like you have done on mine before.
Yes.
Where they were into the computer, and what they did was they downloaded two programs, and then the issue was, well, this security cost $299 per computer.
So, Chester, I hope at that moment you realized you were in a scam.
Yes, of course. But then they kept contacting her and warning her to, they're very friendly, and mm-hmm. warning her to complete the payment that they had, account that they had set up. Well, I joined into the fray and deleted a program, one of the programs. I didn't realize at the time that they had installed two programs in her computer. So the issue kept coming up, and they kept asking for her to fund her account. And finally, I sat down and got to looking throughout the programs that were installed on the computer, and I found the second program. I deleted that program, shut off the computer, restarted it, unplugged it, did all of that. And so far, after about a week, they've not made any further contacts. So
that's excellent. You're saying that the program was popping up and bothering her to pay for. Is that right? They weren't calling her. They didn't continue to call her. It was the program that was.
Yeah, it looks like he's frozen.
I'm frozen again.
That was breaking up for me constantly.
Chester, I missed it. You say they said they were from Microsoft? Or
yes, they said they were representing Microsoft.
Oh, representing. Yeah.
Okay. That, you had a question, Scott.
Are you still there?
Scott, you have a question?
Have you talked to Microsoft directly about these guys?
No, I've left well enough alone.
Yeah, don't try, Jim. Don't try. Microsoft is not reachable in these instances, and all you can do is reach the wrong people.
I just feel lucky that we've gotten by for a week now with no further involvement.
My question to you, Chester, if you can hear me, is they were not calling her on the phone. They were this program was continuing to remind her. Is
yes,
that right?
Right.
Okay, that's
right. Let me.
Nope, they're frozen again. Yeah, we're gone. Why are we having so much trouble with internet? This has been horrible. And did you know that?
Well, no, I haven't been awake exactly.
Yeah, no, ever since this morning, I've been fighting with this internet stuff.
I will try to get the names of the two programs. If it's in the deleted section of the computer, perhaps I can pull those names out. My second story deals with San Carlos and what I am hearing regarding real estate. I was told yesterday that the price of real estate is up 37%. And that there is nothing for sale.
Well, we've definitely seen that there's nothing for sale. Well, actually, my parents' house is for sale. If you're looking for a house in San Carlos, contact us. My folks are selling their house.
Fairly wealthy Mexicans or well-to-do Mexicans that live in Obregon and Hermosillo can't go to the States. So for their entertainment and a way of life, have discovered San Carlos and are buying real estate and also coming on the weekdays and weekends. And the marina is very active with the charter boats, and the town is just buzzing. Trying to get confirmation, I'm just curious if that story is true.
It appears true. It was that way before I left in May. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's definitely been that way.
I'd say it's very true. The middle class Mexicans are definitely moving in. There's tons of construction. The only exception, which was funny, was 2 weeks ago. It was dead around this town. There was absolutely nobody visible. Guess
what?
The election. No alcohol.
That's right.
Is there's a lot of developers around town scouting out properties because people from farther away are starting to come. I mean, people from Mexico City and elsewhere. Part of the good news of this is because this is happening and they want to build, it appears like the funding and stuff for building the hospital is where it's definitely going to happen.
Okay.
Where before it was kind of iffy based upon it. But these developers are saying, we're not doing things in town until this hospital is kind of a go.
I would think the developers would say we have to do something about water supply.
Yes, or internet, or sewer.
Don't only care about the money.
Right.
Fighting that here in Colorado right now. One of the cities south You're of here is making camera. Developers find their own water. And if so, before they would rely on city water, now they have to find their own source.
There are sections of Australia where you're not allowed to pump or pipe sewage off your lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, did you guys see system. That they were trying to seed our clouds?
Las Vegas. They've announced you cannot water grass.
It's so only disconnected and reconnected.
Of my hassles with CenturyLink, and they installed the new modem.
Oh yeah.
I am currently getting a download speed of 428.
Whoa.
And an up of 310.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
I can't tell the difference because I don't, you know.
Yeah, it's faster than me too, Judy.
It is amazing. I'm just waiting for the crash.
It's too good to be true. It can't last.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
The other story I have, it had developed since the last time that I was on with you group, with all of you. And you will recall that I had the aorta valve replaced in the heart.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a kidney removed. And all of that went very well. And I was really pleased with the progress that I was making, except that I fell.
Ooh.
And I damaged a lot of items in my torso. I wound up back at Mayo in intensive care for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
With having part of that time being on a ventilator and basically not unconscious, and then trying to recover from the damage that was done with that fall. So my word of caution is, when you get to be this age, be very, very careful of falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Chester, words to live by, apparently.
Yeah.
Words to not die by.
Right.
Yeah.
I was trying to put a positive spin on it.
That's all the stories I have today.
Well, thank you, Chester. And thank you for internet update, Judy, and the battery update. Those are all great follow-ups for our meetings. We love getting updated on what's going on. I wanted to show you the photo thing, but that's not going to happen because something's broken there. I did bring another topic, this topic about 26 million passwords that have been stolen. I'll put the link in the meeting. Apparently, a mysterious malware, they have yet to identify what, has resulted in a large archive of people's credentials out there on the internet. The archive has been added to Have I Been Pwned? I don't know if you guys have ever used that site, but you can go there and type in your email address and be informed of all the different breaches that your email may have been used in. I'm going to put this link for the article in our chat so you guys can look at it. And there, in the article, there's a link to Have I Been Pwned? And I had some real surprises on a couple of my email addresses. My Hotmail account was compromised in a couple that I knew, but a couple more that I wasn't aware of. And the security experts haven't identified what malware it is. What they've got is the results, but they don't have the mechanism that caused it. So as far as we're aware, it's still out there. 26 million passwords stolen from 3 million computers. And part of this includes things like browsing history, browser usage, equipment usage, personal like ID stuff, like your first and last name, name, security number, social security number, your birthday, your day of birth, your locations. I actually
is it possible to look ourselves up?
That's what I'm suggesting. It kind of caught me off guard when I found myself so predominantly in the list with one of my email accounts. I had probably a half a dozen compromises that I was in, and at least three of them I was aware of. I've done password changes since then. But as I'm looking at the list, if you bring up that article, what you're looking for is, have I been pwned? It's the last line in the article. In fact, let me put that link by itself. I'll bring it up and put that in the chat as well. All you have to do is type in your email address. And it got me thinking, specifically because it got birth dates, it got social security numbers in some cases. It may be a good idea to give up on that email address. And at least that way, there isn't a chance that you've got some kind of identity theft going on. What happens when you use that email address that's compromised? Let me put this link. Here it is. HaveIBeenPwned.com.
What's to say that link is not grabbing your information?
Well, I mean, it could be.
I think Scott's frozen again, but I just looked at it and it said that, yes, I had three pawned. But what it says is that I should use 1Password.com.
Thank
Start
you.
Using 1Password. So there's that again.
That's where I saw it. Too, you remember we were talking earlier about
so
it.
So now they've got your email address and they're trying to sell you 1Password.
No.
And
no.
I don't know.
No, Judy, don't conspiracy theory this away.
Well, Google keeps telling me that my passwords are
Here is the thing. Your email is already out there if you're in this compromised list.
Yeah. When I use fingerprint to log in, it says
Judy.
A lot of people are using this login.
Okay.
No, they aren't. It's my fingerprint.
Hello? Am I still on? Is this working?
At least that's how I look at it, I guess. I just kind of...
Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Paul is talking, but he's muted.
I'm talking, but nobody's hearing me. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Oh, look, our microphone isn't working.
That link, and it said I was okay.
Good news. No pawnage found on my home phone.
Hey, I just wanted to address Judy's concerns about the email. This Have I Been Pwned is a very well-vetted resource that we've been using for years on the internet. So you are not giving up your email to them in that respect as a threat. However, if you are in these lists are publicly available. So your email is out there if you have been compromised. And this is a good resource to find out if you've been compromised.
Okay.
What Cheryl was saying about Google telling her, all Google's doing is sticking your email address into the same list and seeing if you exist. Firefox has the same thing. If you're storing mm-hmm. passwords in Firefox, it takes your emails and sticks them into this list. Or I should say, it searches this. It doesn't stick them in the list. They're already in the list. It searches the list for these emails. If they exist, then they're letting you know.
But then why does it tell me my fingerprint? When I log in with my fingerprint, why do they tell me that many people are using that same login?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to see that. I'm not certain what that's referring to.
I'll remember to take a screenshot or something up of the next time it happens.
Yeah, but
well, your fingerprint becomes digitized, and maybe the digital sequence is used by other people.
Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
Well, it doesn't, because it should be a different fingerprint, right? It should be a different hash. It shouldn't be the same fingerprint. What would be more likely is that it's the same login. Like you've got different logins going on, and one of them's associated with your fingerprint. But I really think we need to see the message. Out of context, we really don't even know what we're talking about.
And remember, if I get it again, to take a screenshot of it.
So. Yeah, please do, because it'd be really interesting to know what's going on there.
Scott, back to this. Have I been pawned or P-W-N-E-D?
Pwned.
Pwned.
Which is an old internet joke from way back from misspelled people that are playing video games. We used to use the terminology. We'd say, I owned you. I don't. When you're playing a video game and you beat somebody, you'd say, I owned you. And then pwned came about because people hit the keys so quickly they misspelled it.
Oh, okay. So it says, pawned in three data breaches and found no paste. Subscribe to search sensitive breaches. But the 1, 2, 3 steps to better security didn't change. I put my phone number in. It said, you're good to go. Here's 3 steps to better security. The email says, you've been pwned, and here's your 3 steps for better security. It didn't change.
Yeah? What do you mean? Wait, it didn't change.
They want me to do the 3 steps of security and buy the one...
They don't want you to do anything. They're just pointing out what you can do to be more secure.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It doesn't do that. It says I have to subscribe to search the sensitive breaches.
No, you don't. No, I searched emails all morning without a problem. There's nothing you don't have to subscribe to anything. Here, I got it on my screen right now. Here, we're going to prove me a liar.
Oh, I clicked on the data breaches.
We're talking about have I been pwned, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This site right here, have I been pwned? I'll put in... I'm not scared. I'll put in my public address here. Oh, got to spell it right, though. And we'll wait for results. Good news. No pwnage found. 3 okay, steps to better your security.
Right.
See? We're done. No, I can put in the one that's compromised. I'll show you what that looks like. Pretty ugly.
But, Scott, it says start using onepass.com. So that's an ad.
It is. Somebody's paying for this. Yep. It's not a bad, it's, I mean, it's not direct.
Ads aren't bad.
Thank you. Ads, it's just an ad.
It's just an ad.
Just an ad. It's oh, and it's an ad for, it's in context. It is absolutely one of the ways that you can do better security is a password manager. In fact, if you follow this through, they're talking about have OnePass password, create a password that's nonsensical. And the reason they recommend a password manager is because you're not going to remember a nonsensical password.
Okay.
So you need a password manager to do that.
Okay, Scott. So when you went in, you've got breaches. You were
Look at all these.
I know, but mine doesn't do that. Mine goes to frequently asked questions.
My daughter's making fun of me because I've got a MySpace breach on there.
MySpace? When was the last time MySpace was a thing? 1682?
This breach was in 2008.
But I don't get that list.
No,
I
you
get...
don't, because you weren't breached back then.
It says largest breaches and recently added breaches. That's generic. It's not mine.
Wait,
I can't find where.
I think that's the point, Cheryl. You haven't been
breached. What you should get.
Lumen, I found it.
Oh, maybe it's just scroll down is the answer?
Yes, I had to scroll down.
Okay.
Breaches you responded. Okay, Lumen PDF in April of 2019, MyFitnessPal February 2018, and Zynga.
Okay, so if you're looking at this list, if you look at the each one's an entry, and at the end of the entry it says compromised data. So in my list here on the screen it says email addresses and passwords. Well, I'm not too worried about that. Change my password, I'm fine. Here's another one that says email addresses, employers, geographic location, job titles, names, phone numbers, salutations, social. Oh my god.
Getting pwned by MySpace is like getting your house broken into by the old emo kid you used to talk to.
Hey.
What's he gonna do?
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
I keep getting disconnected.
It's painful. It's painful, Scott. It's very painful.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to fix it at the moment. But I want you to look at the compromised data. The list I was just going through included geographic location, job titles, and social media profiles. Now, that's a big deal. That is people can approach you through email very in context, very relevant. Like I need to be very concerned with what gets sent to me, or even phone numbers. I could be called by somebody, be called by my first and last name, approached by my age, treated as though the person on the other end knows me because of this compromise. That information's out there. That's probably enough of a compromise and a concern about identity theft that I should probably use a different email. I should probably give up on that email. But still, all that information's out there.
So, Scott, my three compromises are from 2018 and 19. And it was when I first created this email. Nothing since. I don't use those three programs anymore, so I'm not sure if I need to do anything.
Well, if you look at the compromise list, did you lose anything but email and password?
Gender, spoken languages, usernames, IP address.
Okay, so, I mean, it depends on the date, but that basically says they know what gender you are, what they know where you are on the internet. The maybe that's not as big of a risk as your birth date and your full name and your social security number, but it is associated. And by disassociating with that information, if they come together associated, you know something odd is going on because you intentionally disassociated yourself from the compromised information, if that makes sense. Are you following? I hope. Anyway, it's just a tool to help you understand where you're at as far as security on the internet. 26 million usernames and passwords is a big deal. And you can read all about it in that link that I put in the chat and I'll put on today's blog post. Is there any other questions or insights that I can provide before I get disconnected again?
I want to tell you that my granddaughter and I watched Cruella. Bill watched bits and pieces of it, but wow, awesome show. We thoroughly enjoyed it. Well, we had to go to bed and watch it again the next day, but awesome, awesome show. And yeah, I highly recommend Cruella, no matter what name. Cruella, it's the story of the 101 Dalmatian woman, but it's the prequel. It's from when she was growing up and became Cruella.
Oh, she became the villain.
Greta the Bill.
And it's got the Emmas in it. It's got Emma Stone and Emma Thompson in it.
Oh,
it's a surprisingly great movie.
It's an awesome movie. I loved it.
We laughed out loud. We were deeply hooked into it. I think we could easily watch it again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was so much another better than one. I had no interest in that movie. I sat down to watch it with the kids because they wanted to watch it. And it was awesome.
The other one I watched was Leisure Seeker. And Leisure Seeker is the old motorhome that's been in the backyard. And Donald Sutherland and Helen Mirren are seniors. Donald Sutherland is a retired English professor who is deep into Alzheimer's dementia. And she decides they're going on one last adventure because, unbeknown to him, she has cancer and is dying. Anyways, it's a little bit dark, but it's absolutely us. Okay. Sorry, Scott, you're not included in that us, but most of us on this screen, it very definitely is us. And yeah, Bill's not letting me control the medication. Say that, but it's a great watch. It's really quite humorous, but very, I don't know, appropriate.
Leisure Seeker. Cheryl has moved us into our recommendations section, which is perfect because I have run out of topics. And those are Leisure Seeker is the name of the second one, and Cruella I couldn't recommend more. Do you have anything else? Does anybody else have anything that we just have to know about? It doesn't have to be a movie or TV show. It could be a website, an app, a book, podcast, anything you guys have been doing over the last week you think that we might find interesting.
I was listening to a CBC production. It's basically As It Happens. It's their news. And it's an article about, I was listening on the radio, so I don't know if you call that a podcast, but anyways, it basically talks about the technology that turns not just your speech into text, but your thoughts, and how awesome this is going to be for the handicapped, but questions regarding ethics where your inner thoughts will be put out onto technology and turned into text for others to read and to see, which I haven't managed.
Cheryl,
just
keep in mind how much faster your Starbucks order will be.
Yeah, right. Next time I have a Starbucks order. Yeah, right. Yeah. So you
haven't even opened the door and they're capping it for you so you can just pick it up.
I was thinking more in personal relationships when you're actually speaking to your children and what you're thinking is being communicated to them instead of what you're saying.
Hey, sorry. Isn't there a movie like that right now? I think there's a new sci-fi movie that the premise is there are no women on this planet. And all the guys that are there, when they're silent, their thoughts are like visual. What was that called? It's got the new Spider-Man in it. How come you don't know the name of this movie?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, now I'm going to have to look it up while we're sitting here, because this is the premise of this movie, is the ability to know what's inside other people's heads. And the antagonist in this movie is a woman that has shown up on the planet that can hide her feelings, hide what's going on in her head. I think it's even on a watch list that
Well,
I
I'm reminded of a...
Go ahead.
I'm reminded of a colleague of mine that used to say when she goes into a parent-teacher interview night and it's not going very well, she says she imagines her speech balloon and everything she wants to say goes into the speech balloon, and then she can monitor what is actually being said. So, if we lose the ability to monitor our own speech balloons, it could cause a lot of grief.
Emotional disturbance.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Bobby, the movie you're talking about sounds like it takes a lot from Pandora, the myth of Pandora, Greekology.
Scott, we're hearing little bits and pieces of Emily, but we're not hearing complete.
Emily, go ahead. Say what you were just telling me.
The movie that Bobby's talking about is sounds a lot like the myth of Pandora, which is basically at the beginning, everyone on the island of the Greek island was a man, and through a series of shenanigans involving fire, they made Zeus very, very angry. So Zeus, to try to punish men, created a woman. It's sexist. This is sexism. So created a woman named Pandora. And basically, a bunch of gods came together to create Pandora. Aphrodite gave her beauty. Hermes taught her how to lie, stuff like that. Her whole thing was that she was a very smart, beautiful, and cunning, deceiving woman. So they sent Pandora down to the island with a box, and in the box hold all evil, all of Earth's evil. So she went down there and she hung out with men for a little before opening Pandora's box, and all the evil just went out of the box, flew out. And at the end, it said that hope stayed in the box to say that men still have hope. Again, sexism. But in my opinion, Pandora did nothing wrong. I love Pandora.
While Emily's been talking about the movie I'm trying to remember, I have figured it out. There was a movie that was released in the beginning of this year. We have not had a chance to watch it yet, called Chaos Walk. And it's got the actor that plays the new Spider-Man. It's got Daisy Ridley, Rey from Star Wars. It is a sci-fi movie, but the premise of it is this planet is all men, and that all their thoughts can be heard. So when they're interacting with each other, they don't even have to talk to each other, because out loud you're hearing what's in their heads. And this woman ends up on this planet, and she's one of the only people around that can hide their thoughts.
Oh.
Chaos.
Oh, that's sexist.
That's sexist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I want to know how a planet survives with only one gender on it if it's supposed to be all humans. Yeah. It's miracles of modern science, I guess. They're Petri babies.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get around to watching it at some point, but that's the movie, is Chaos Walking.
There are some species that only have one sex, but it's always female. And they reproduce by parthenogenesis.
Are you implying that these men are lizards?
That's one of the types of critters that have only females.
Have we got any other recommendations out there? I brought two, if anybody's interested. I just wanted to reaffirm the Kamansky method. They're in their third season, and it is hilarious. We have thoroughly enjoyed it. We binge watched it. It was awesome. If you haven't seen it, you gotta see it. It's great. It's fun to see Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner together. I grew up with Romancing the Stone, and so it's really cool. Or War of the Roses is another good one where they teamed together with Danny DeVito. Actually, Danny DeVito, Romancing the Stone, Jewel of the Nile, and War of the Roses is like their trilogy together. Kathleen Turner, Michael Douglas, and Danny DeVito. If you haven't seen those movies, those are high recommendations. And it was fun to see the two of them in this show. She really plays a role in this third season. And then
Carol and I are in the middle of number two.
I finished it last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Same here.
Who is she in the third season?
She's the mom.
His ex-wife.
Yeah, the ex-wife.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think in season one and two, she's on the phone. That's right.
They clip
to her.
Yeah.
And so in season three, she comes in. And
she's got a man's voice. Sometimes when you could hear a voice but not see the person, I thought it was he that was talking.
Yeah, and she's not.
I didn't associate her with Kathleen Turner. It was.
Well, you know, I've had to go to Google. I really have. Yeah. And look at her now. And I think that they are making her slightly bigger than she is and slightly more sickly than she is. It's part of the plot that she's got health problems. But she's nowhere near as good a shape as Michael Douglas is, given their generation. And Paul Reiser, you know, he's in this series. They have made him look horrible. I mean, bald, ponytail, big guy. And it's not the case if you go look at Paul Reiser. He looks really good for his age. That's what prompted me to go check Kathleen Turner.
That's why I normally wear a fat suit, so that people think that I'm appropriate for my age.
I only wear the fat suit on club day. Any other time you catch me, this is a bathing suit body.
Yeah. Beach body.
A beach body, that's right. Well, the other recommendation I wanted to make, or I wanted to give an update, if you haven't started watching The Mosquito Coast, we talked about it a few weeks ago. And
I watched the movie. Watched the movie this week.
The movie is great. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I wanted to slap him, but I enjoyed it, yes.
Well, you'll have the same sentiment watching this TV series, but this deviates from the movie so dramatically right in the first episode. I was so caught off guard because the first 30 seconds, the first few minutes of the TV show are so reminiscent of the sentiment of the movie that I just assumed we were going to get a miniseries movie, and that's not this at all. This is a completely different story twist. The things that they're going through, and it's great action and really good suspense that's going on. It's a bit violent at times. I guess my only, and I'm enjoying it. We've watched it all the way. We're completely up to date with it. And probably my only complaint with it is it's not answering questions quick enough. It's one of those where you're following along and all you want are some answers, and they won't even give you the answers to the little questions. You're just still sitting in suspense at the end. So like by episode 3, that's fine. But by episode 7, I want some answers to these questions that keep building up. I want new questions. I want answers to the old questions.
So in the Mosquito Coast, what country was that supposed to be?
Well, I thought it was South. I didn't think it was a country. I thought it was South America. I thought it was down in Brazil. I thought it was one of those kinds of places.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you said that the TV series is U.S.?
It's in Mexico. They start in the U.S. like they did in the movie. But instead of ending up in South America immediately, they're traveling in Mexico. And they've given him a twist. He is running from something.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah. In the movie, he's not. He's just decided that they're going
to
go.
That's right. Yeah. In the movie, he's running to something. He's got these principles that are driving him. And even though he's a brilliant inventor kind of guy, he doesn't jive with corporatism and capitalism. And he's looking for the right answer. And that's what moves him to South America, is he's looking for that thing.
But the other aspect in the Mosquito Coast movie is the missionaries. I'm not sure what they were supposed to be. and his problems with organized religion and stuff. So
yeah, I think, I mean, you're helping me remember it. It's been a long time since I've seen the movie, but that's actually kind of parallels what he's doing. He's down there because of his principles, and he discovers these missionaries, which are kind of contrast to his principles. And so he's still finding the problems, even deep down in South America. I don't want to give too much of the plot away to the movie, because the movie's definitely a recommendation to watch.
Here's the answer. Which coast is known as Mosquito Coast? It's a region of Nicaragua and Honduras. It comprises a band of approximately 40 miles wide of lowland that skirts the Caribbean Sea for about 225 miles.
Nicaragua
and Honduras.
Yeah, that comes up in the movie because they can go north and get to the U.S. or they can go south and get to wherever this one character comes from. And I was trying to, I wanted to know if it was a real place or if it was just, you know, Shangri-La.
Yeah, it's a real place.
It is. Thank you.
Oh, that's cool. Well,
Well, I'd seen it on maps before, so I just looked it up on Google and found this out.
Well, it's based on a book. The movie's based on a book. I've never read the book. I imagine the movie is truer to the book than the TV series is, because the TV series, we're 7 episodes in, we're still in Mexico. We still don't know what he's running from, but the things that are chasing him are happy to kill the people around him, but they will not kill him. So he has some incredible value, but we don't know what that is or why. We don't know where he's running to, but he knows where he's running to. So, and he's dragging his family along with him, and she is going along with it, whereas I'm married with 2 kids. My wife wouldn't have put up with me after the 3rd episode. She would have already taken the kids, because it's definitely his thing. Not their thing, it's his thing. So, I don't know. I don't know how it's been enjoyable, but it's getting a little tiresome. Like I said, I want some answers earlier than this.
Well, I'm looking forward to, I see that they have a new series of Why Women Kill. It started this week, I guess, but I haven't watched the first episode, but I probably will binge it one night. But the Mosquito Coast night was a 2 a.m. binge, so I have to get this under control, because the binge butt is getting sore.
Well, if you binge the Mosquito Coast, it'll keep you out of your seat.
Oh, there you go.
You'll be, wow, whoa, really?
But the bad thing is it's Apple TV.
Or Streamio.
That's how we watched Cruella, and that's how I watched Mosquito Coast.
Going to be my question. Last week, I think you guys were talking about trying to do the group thing with Disney. So you ended up using Streamio?
Yeah, we ended up with the stowaway when we went for supper. So she came here and we had an overnight. I'm hoping to get the other one here sometime. And I will watch it again. I guess she'll love it too. Yeah, they're both very adventure-loving girls, but animal-loving too. And they were a little horrified to think that there might be dogs being used for fur coats, but it all turned out fine. So
I actually really appreciated that part of her origin story, because you always think it's so cruel that she would make a coat out of dogs. In the cartoon, it was a bit hard to swallow as a child. Like, that really made her an evil woman as a child. And then to watch this movie, it kind of puts into perspective what was actually going on.
Yeah.
Without giving any of the plot away. Fred is a floating head. Do you guys see that?
He has no body.
Magic. He'll grant us 3 wishes.
Yeah, I'm on my phone this morning.
Okay.
Well, and that background is making you, you've done 3-dimensional things for a couple of
times. Uh-huh. I was going to recommend The Ranch.
The Ranch?
Yeah.
This is the one with what's-his-name in it, the guy that's been brought up on charges for rape, right?
It's also got Sam Elliott in it, and I don't think he's one.
I just remember. I remember this being controversial because it's got the two guys from the 70s show and the one guy. I can't remember the actor's name, but he's been. I mean, they've gone back. He's been accused over the years, and now it's coming to a head right now. I bet he's not in the most recent season.
Who? It's Danny Matherson.
Thank you. That's the guy I'm talking about, Danny Matherson. But the show's worth watching.
It's got Sam Elliott in. I'm in.
You're like my dad. My dad went to high school with Sam Elliott.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not a typical Sam Elliott.
No? He shaved his mustache?
No, he's got his mustache.
Does he have the same voice? Because that's fine.
Yep, he's got the same voice, but the plot and everything else is not what he's normally in.
Yeah, when Sam Elliott was in the one season with Grace and Frankie.
Oh, really? I've never watched that show.
You've never watched Grace and Frankie? Lily Tomlin and what's her name? Sinatra.
I've had it recommended to me a number of times, but I haven't watched it. But you definitely recommend it, don't you? I'm going to put that on my list.
It is a must see.
Yeah, it is. It is funny.
Yeah.
I don't know if you paid attention to Emily just now, but when you mentioned the show Why Women Kill, she was deeply interested. And she's trying to bug me while we're having a conversation. So she finally whipped out her phone and started looking it up.
Well, the first season that I watched, like the premise is it's the same house and you're watching a story develop inside this house in the 50s, in the 70s, in the turn of the century kind of thing. And it's really, really kind of interesting. And each of the women has a reason.
Because there's no other way.
There is no other way.
There is no other way.
It sounds
and
fun.
It's funny.
That's what happens when you drive a woman to her last resort. There are no more resorts. You left her with nothing left. She had to kill you.
No, but it's not that. It's not driven to.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched it.
The one reason for killing is a very compassionate, loving. Yeah.
Sure. You can watch. Have we got any other recommendations?
She can watch it. I think she'll understand.
She likes the idea of killing.
Yes.
Solving problems, moving forward into the future.
You know, the works.
All that stuff. She's influenced by American culture.
Just remember, it's not why do girls kill? That's what.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, you got any recommendations for today? Either Jim.
No, I don't, but the Kaminsky, and we're also watching, I can never say the guy's name, the Rabbi Schittel or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah. Schitzel, right?
And we're watching those two. And we're not binge watchers, you know, so we just dabble a little bit every night. And
you're obviously and not sitting in the air conditioning with 100-degree weather outside.
No, we're not. Actually, since this is, I'm back in my silky shirt today, but last week it was nice, and then it rained, and now it's not raining, but it was sunny this morning, but overcast again. But starts apparently after a day of today where we might even have thunder showers, we're going to start to have summer, I hope.
Oh, how I missed the rain.
We're all missing the Alaskan trips.
We haven't had updates on COVID, but Bill and I went out and dined in one day last week because our province is open. The other thing that's happened is we have registered to the lottery. We have three $1 million prizes being given out to anyone over the age of 18 that has had their first dose. Our premier is trying to get our borders open and our economy, everything out before Canada Day, which is July 1st. But basically for the Calgary Stampede, which we talked about before, which is July 9th.
Going forward. They're going to do it.
Well, he says we're going to do it, but he wants 70% of the eligible adults eligible over the age of 12 vaccinated. COVID 2 weeks before. So that's Thursday of this week. We have to have 70%, and we're at 68 point something.
Oh, you're real close.
Well, we're close, but it's those people that this $1 million, you know, three individual prizes of $1 million each. If it was 1,000 prizes of $1,000, it would be much more likely. But
I was going to say, did you see, I think it's California, somewhere in the States, they've started doing $10,000 prizes every week.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people wanted him to do, but he went with this. He said he looked into the research and everything, and that it had to be a big enough prize to make people motivated to go out and get. Anyways, and then they're going to
Canada, Cheryl. There's people will make a fool of themselves on radio for a mug.
Yeah, that sounds like he looked at all the research and then just made his own decision.
Well, that's right. That's typical. But
that sounds like him.
But he's also the 12 to 17 year olds. They're going to come out with some prizes. Like they can't do this lottery because it's you know, they're not of age. But some of the things that we've heard of, they might be contemplating scholarships. We joked with our son that his children might be given lifetime memberships in the Conservative Party. Yeah. But we hope not. And I just received courier of my parents' estate finally, and everything is going to be signed and sent, and I have to go and find myself a commissioner of oaths. So,
all right. Bravo. Well, congratulations and good luck with that.
But yeah, we have to pay for that motorhome somehow. Yeah.
So hey, I feel like we need to start winding down this meeting because we need to go. Everybody, we're running out of time. I did have one last topic that I thought you guys would find interesting. One more link that I want to share with you. It is just for tongue-in-cheek value, but there is an article on ZDNet called "I Tried to Get Microsoft to Sell Me a PC. It Didn't Go Well." I'm going to put the link. This is a compare and contrast to the way Apple is marketing to their new equipment and how consumers are being enticed to buy new equipment. Just a quote from the article, they're talking about the Why Mac page from Apple has a section entitled "Always Intuitive, Never Intimidating. Microsoft, by contrast, wants to poke you in the eye and see if you're paying attention and then ask you a calculus question." It's those statements and more that make this article so much fun to read, because they really are pointing out the difference in culture between Macintosh people and who would go buy a Windows computer from Microsoft. I don't know if it helps you with any decision making, but it is entertaining. Jim, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Was there something else there?
Oh no, I just wanted to, Cheryl, to make sure my name gets in the for the draw.
Oh. For the inheritance, you mean?
No. Well, there you go.
Oh, is that a lottery going on too?
I was meaning for the lottery, for Jason Kenney's lottery.
Oh, you have to put your, you know what? It's on the honor system. All you do is you put your email address in and you verify, you check off that you are over the age of 18 and that you have had one vaccination. Now, don't have to prove that you've had a vaccination until you win the $1 million. So the minute that it's drawn and you are contacted, then you can go out and get your friggin'. It is so flawed. It's just, you know, it's comical.
Let's just hope it works. That's all I hope about any of this. I mean, they got all these ideas out there. The goal is to get more people vaccinated. Let's just hope that works.
Yeah. And outrun the variants. I think this is what our contest is now.
That's the third page news that's happening right now, is we're learning about how different and possibly dangerous these variants are. And they're not putting those on the front page right now, but they keep popping up. We're getting more and more of those stories. And let's hope we can outrun any of that happening in the United States, because there's definitely places throughout the world that are dealing with it.
Well, there's some hot spots in the United States and in Canada, too.
Did you have something you wanted to add?
No.
Oh, okay. I did, but I forgot already.
I feel that.
That's what I do. The computer club is a meeting that is agendaless, even though I try and show up with an agenda. We don't hold ourselves to it, and so that's why it's so easy to forget what you're going to say next. Well, I got nothing more. I could stay and keep talking about anything, but I won't.
Bye-bye.
All right.
I'll let you guys go. Thank you for being with us.
Au revoir.
Check us out next Tuesday. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Next Tuesday, 10:45 to 12:15.
10:45 to 12:15. Oh, your time in Canada. That's right.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah. What time is it?
Here it's 10 o'clock.
Now it's quarter to.
No. Right now it's 11:36.
Okay. It's 12:36 here.
Yeah, it's an hour difference.
So 9:45 till
11:45.
Okay.
Yeah, more or less. I'll send you permissions so that you can let people into the meet.
Okay. We'll be in touch next week.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. Well, I'll try.
Au revoir. Have a good time in USA.
Thank you for joining us, Emily.
Adios.
It was fun.
Well, this has been the San Carlos Computer Club with Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions and Emily Stimson, well, from the Stimson Marquis clan.
Yeah.
We're happy to have been here, and we meet every Tuesday at 10 in the morning, and you can join us as well. We welcome all tech enthusiasts. You do need a Google account so you can join our meet. If you don't feel like contributing and just want to lurk, check out the YouTube live stream. You can lurk to your heart's content. But if you want to be part of the conversation, you need to join our Google Meet. Check out everything at SCC. Did I say that right? Yeah. SCCClub.org. And if you're looking for our YouTube channel, check out youtube.sccclub.org. And it'll take you right to our channel where you can hit the subscribe button and add to our count. Maybe by next week, we'll have 34. We only need 100. Come on, people. Help us out. Until next time, tech on.
Tech on.
And we're out of here. Adios.
Finger gun.
Finger gun.